Welcome to Modern Musings, conversations with the maiden, mother, and crone, where we look at ourselves and the world through the lens of the 21st century. Hi, and welcome back to Modern Musings. I'm your hostess, Cindy Murray, and I'm here today with my co-hosts, Amber Jones and Kristen Hessler. I almost called you Garvin.
We're always like, and I'm what's her name?
It took me 2 years to call, or 3 years to call Kristen Hessler instead of Murray. And so now I got to get used to saying Amber Jones.
So Amber Jones.
Good Jones. we are talking today about houseplants. And hi, welcome. I forgot to tell you that. If you're just now stopping in, we're kind of a goofy lot. We like to just have little conversations, and we like to share our conversations with you guys. So if you've come back from previous listening episodes, then welcome back. We're glad you came back. Like I said, we're just kind of a goofy lot. So we have fun, and that's what it's all about. So like I said, we're talking about houseplants today. I tend to kill most of mine. I go through these little periods. I love the idea of houseplants. I love looking over and seeing this little forest of greenery there. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about gardening too. And, you know, my gardening style is plant it and forget it, because I have a sprinkler system. And if it can't survive that, it's probably not going to survive my yard. So same kind of idea with my house. You know, I love the idea of houseplants. I love seeing them hanging in my windows and sitting on little tables and stuff. I just love it, but I'm not very good. I'm not a good plant mom. I really am not. I usually try to water on Mondays, and Monday was watering day, and I don't think I watered this week. That's kind of a thing. and you know, it's like, if they're out of sight, they're out of mind. So when I had some plants that were in my kitchen window, and I was really good about watering them every week, you know, at the time, because they're right there. But now I had to move them. They got too big, and I had to move them to somewhere else. And I don't pass by them. I don't spend a lot of time in that room, and I forget to water them. And, you know, I haven't figured out the routine for that yet, I guess. I don't know. I keep trying to make all these routines. We talk about habit stacking and things like that. And that one's one of those that I just can't find the place where it fits, because every time I select a time on my schedule to water them, then something else happens and it throws me off.
Monday's not a good day for you, honestly. Apparently. You're always trying to do a lot of stuff on Monday.
I do. My Mondays are always really bad. Well, it used to be my house cleaning day. And so it makes sense to water the plants, you know, do the dusting, change my Scentsy, change the sheets, all that kind of stuff. But, then it also became a busy work day, and then there's other things. So yeah, I need to move some things around. I just haven't figured out what I can stack that with to make it work. That's consistent where I do that same thing every week at that same time. So mm-hmm. I remember it.
I do mine on Wednesdays. Mm. That's watering Wednesday.
Ooh,
so I remember.
That's good.
And I do it when I come home from yoga.
Oh.
And I've kind of got like a relaxed vibe, but I'm also like got a little bit of adrenaline because I just exercise. Mm-hmm. So I don't do it after I've like gotten ready for bed. Because, you know, it ends up being a nighttime thing. It's a nighttime routine, because I go to my yoga class at 7:15. I don't get home until like 8:30, sometimes 9. So, you know, 8:30 if I'm going to shower at home. So I will water them before I shower.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
While I'm still like in my yoga clothes. Because then it's like, okay, I'm going to water plants, then I'll take my bath. And I've just kind of like stacked that habit.
Uh-huh.
But I don't always managed to make it to the yoga on Wednesday, so there have been days where it gets like deferred, and I try to absolutely do it by Saturday evening.
Right.
if I'm late. Like,
right.
By Saturday, that's my check-in date, like second check-in time. I'm like, did I actually water the plants on Wednesday? Because a couple of days won't necessarily kill them. And that's when they like visibly start looking a little more thirsty.
And you look at them, you're like, oh, I know I didn't water you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I start talking to it then. I'm like, oh, I love you. Please don't hate me. Yeah. What about you, Amber? You're looking at me like I'm lost. I don't know.
I don't really have an opinion on houseplants.
Do you have any?
No.
No?
I can think of two instances, maybe three, I don't know, in my life where I've tried to have a houseplant. Mm-hmm. One of them, Kristen and I went somewhere.
I was about to say, remember that time we went to CVS and like rescued a bunch of cactuses?
Yeah, we went to CVS and we rescued a bunch of cactuses, or rather, Kristen did. I rescued one. And I was just
rescued them?
Yeah.
I want to know?
They were like kind of dying,
They
I
looked
guess.
Like they were on clearance or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
They were like those ones that are in like the little like two-inch little pots.
Those are so cute.
And I was like, I have to have one of every one.
Yeah, they were
so cute. They're really
cute.
I have none.
Especially the ones that have the little blooms on them.
Yeah, they didn't live.
You know what? I had some for a really long time, but they got kind of rotten.
Too much water, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
But, Kristen and I went to CVS, and we were both like, we're going to raise cactuses, you know, like we're going to
cacti.
Well, I had a cactus and then she had cacti. So, and I was just about to move to Utah at that time.
Yeah.
You took it all the way with you, didn't you?
Yeah. Like I got a pretty cactus. I named it Martha Stewart. And Martha Stewart survived the move to Utah. And Martha Stewart survived being punished by my ex-husband's cat, Oliver.
Oh.
Punished and punished and punished. Sorry, I keep in the microphone. But yes. So Martha Stewart survived Utah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. Even to the point where we had to put Martha Stewart in the closet away from the cats. Yeah, and then Martha Stewart made it all the way back to Texas.
Wow.
And then got eaten by the cats.
Eaten?
Or clawed to death. Martha Stewart
cats
didn't.
Cats have a thing for cactus. Like,
yeah, like
really?
Martha Stewart didn't survive, and then I was
that
just
is
like
unusual.
And I had had other unsuccessful attempts to raise houseplants in the past because of cats.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why typically I don't have houseplants, because cats like to eat plants.
Interesting. You know, I've had plants off and on. You know, like I had one of those little pothos ivy things
mm-hmm.
when Kristen was born that I had for years. And then all of a sudden it just died. Don't know why. You know, I had a, people talk about how you could take the top off of a pineapple
mm-hmm.
and plant it, you know, and mm-hmm. you can grow more pineapple.
See, I've always wanted to try doing stuff like
I
that.
I did that.
The
I
avocado
had,
too.
I had
not
two,
successfully done the pineapple.
I had two pineapples that lived forever. They never made fruit. I think they were kind of root bound in their mm-hmm. little pot, because I had them in a small pot. And I kept wanting to go get a bigger pot to move them into. And then we had, I would put them outside, you know, in the summer
yeah.
so that they would grow out there. We just had our early freeze one year. It was like a really big surprise and it just died. And every time I've tried to start them since then, they always molded before they took root. So I've never been able to get one to take root again.
I guess it really isn't the cat a cat thing. I mean, the reason I don't have plants is because my mom and grandma had cats and plants
mm-hmm.
and they took care of plants.
Mm-hmm.
I just I like the idea of it, but I am not a green thumb you're talking about, you forgetting to water them. Like I like looking at them
mm-hmm.
and everything, but then I would have to have like a plant that can survive me forgetting to water it.
Right. Right. That's, I mean, my dog, my dog lets me know if I forget to fill her water bowl or if it's dinner time or whatever. But the plants don't.
They don't let you know. Yeah.
They don't let me know except when it's too late. They're already getting all droopy.
You gotta look at them. I think they do tell you without words. So you have to slow down and look at them. But you just gotta slow down and admire them.
Well, yeah, they start changing colors after a while. Cactus do, but I'm just like a. I had a red cactus. It didn't really change colors. It just died.
A cacti. Cacti are really hard for me because I want to water them. And I don't know. There's like this really, they do need water.
Yeah.
But there's this really fine line about where.
Overwatering.
We brought this one home from my mom's apartment when we moved her in with me. Ashley rescued this cactus. And it was really cute. It was only about maybe 4 inches tall when we got it. And it just grew and grew. And I would just like toss a little, like when I rinse dishes, I'd just like toss a little water in it. You know, like a sprinkle, like it might rain in the desert. You know, I didn't really saturate the potting soil or anything.
Just gave it a couple drops.
Yeah, just gave it a few. And it lived forever. And it kept getting taller and taller and taller.
It was like 3 feet
long. Oh, I know. It really got really tall. First, and then something happened, like we went out one night or something and we came back the next day or something, or like we went out of town or something, and when we came back it was like it fell over, and I was like, what did we do? Did we overwater it or something? So we, you know, we kind of changed up the way we were doing stuff, and I later decided I think it just got tall and its natural tendency is to fall over when it gets to be a certain height and to re-root itself. Mm-hmm. So it roots, you know, by...
In the dirt. It didn't have anywhere to go.
Right.
Yeah.
But it just fell over, and we were like, oh, my God, we killed it, you know. I still have that cactus. It's going on, like, 3 or 4 years now. So it's still there, but I've had pieces of it just, like, fall off and rot, you know, or whatever, for no reason that I can tell. And I don't know that. And the big piece that fell over, somebody bumped it or something, and it just fell off the plant.
And it was like too long. Like the part that you would plant was kind of unhealthy. So like I pinched it off. And what was that stuff I dipped it in?
Rooting hormone.
Yeah,
yes.
That was really cool.
That was one of the smaller pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like it's doing okay.
Yeah, it is. So we propagated it with rooting hormone. But there was like a big, long chunk that was like 18 inches long or something, you know. And it just fell off. And then one other little piece of it just kind of got rotten. And it was, I don't understand. I really don't understand. And like, we used to do things like, you could take a potato or a sweet potato and put the toothpicks in it and stick it, you know, where part of it, like one of the eyes is close to the water. If it's starting to make eyes and it'll grow roots down into the water. And then the top part will make like a pothos looking kind of ivy kind plant. Of
thing, yeah.
And they'll grow and grow and grow and grow. And they're really pretty. And I used to grow those all the time, but I tried to do one recently and I had some pothos also in water and the water just got algae all the time. It was weird. Like I couldn't keep it. It was just green. And so I had to move it where it wasn't in direct sunlight. But I always had them in the window before and never had a problem. So I guess that's my thing, is I don't understand enough about the plants. I want to grow the plants, but I just don't have enough of an understanding about them to do them properly. I see people with hydroponic plants all the time, and they're just gorgeous in the windows, you know, and everything. And
I think it's kind of like fish.
Well, maybe.
Fish tanks. It's a lot of learning.
It is. Well, and I'll buy low light plants and they just die because there's not enough light, or I don't know. I just don't understand. I want plants.
But I get it. I totally get it.
Kristen has plants, though.
I do. So one of Travis's relatives had passed away, and, you know, at, like, funerals and stuff, a lot of people will bring, like, a spray. Is that what they're called? Yeah. And this one was actually all, like, green plants, and it was in this big tub. And it probably had, like, 5 or 6 different types of plants in the tub. Some of them were, like, the tub was full of dirt. And in the tub, also in the dirt, were individual, like, potted, like, in the little black plastic things. So some of them were directly in the dirt and some were not. And it was starting to get, like, really crowded. And, like, one of the plants died. And so when I took, it was, like, they had some kind of flowers. Like, they didn't. They weren't going to last. Yeah. So I had to throw those away, and they were planted directly in the pot. So there was, like, this big cavity there where, you know, and so I thought, well, I could fill it up with dirt, but it was an empty spot. And I was afraid, like, if I watered it, it would, like, puddle there, and, like, the dirt would erode away from the other plants and expose them. So I was like, okay, I need to move the plants. So that was actually my first time, like, transplanting plants. And so I was really nervous because for me, like, funeral plants are even more special because it's, like, you know, it's a gift from somebody, you know. And I really wanted to, like, keep these plants alive because they're really nice. And honestly, like, I can't even remember what all's in there. There's a fern. And this one that's called a spider plant, snake plant, sorry. Other weird gross creature. there was peace lilies and some kind of like pothos or ivy and a Chinese something or other. I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank on the names of the plants because that's where I'm not good at. I'm like green things. but yeah, there were several. And so I ended up splitting them all up, and I knew I needed to go get like pots and like potting soil. So I went to like the garden center, and then I came home with like 5 more plants. So I have a bunch of plants, and then I also have a bamboo that someone gave me when Travis and I got married. So I've had that one going on almost 4 years now. So 3.5 years. Yeah. And that one is really...
I killed my bamboo.
That's my second bamboo. So the first one that I had, I didn't water it enough. I didn't realize how much water. So if you are worried about overwatering plants, bamboo is a really good one to have because they're thirsty and you can just water them like all the time. And they grow really fast, so you can see you know, the effort going into it. But they also are like pretty cool if you don't water them. Mm-hmm. So like there have been several times where I skipped like a couple of weeks not watering the bamboo and he's still doing good. So, I do really like bamboo and they're pretty low profile too. So you can get like really small bamboo, with, you know, that's not going to take up like a lot of space they do good in all the different types of lighting. I think I've put it in direct sunlight and I've put it in like a room that didn't have very good lighting and it did just fine. So
talking about plants that don't, that are supposedly really easy to take care of. And I've killed them like 4 times now is air plants. I'm not talking about air fern. I'm talking about air plants. They're like this weird little succulent kind of looking thing, but you supposedly you can like even like glue them to a shelf or something like that, and they get their moisture from the air.
Yes,
but they always tell you, you know, like I've been told that you're supposed to soak them. I've been told you're supposed to spritz them. I've been told that you're supposed to use a little fertilizer spray, you know, that they sold me at the nursery and spray that on it, you know, and all these different, I've looked online and all these different things. I've tried every method and I kill every single one of them and I can't figure out why.
So oddly enough, I don't have like an air plant like yours, but What year was that we went to the Pinners Conference?
Oh.
2018?
Maybe.
Or 17?
Well, I go almost the first every year. So.
The first year we went. So the first year that we went, I did a craft project there that was like a wooden art, like stencil art kind of thing, where you like paint wood. I don't know, whatever. Sign
it's a wall
art.
Hanging. It's
sign,
a sign
art, yeah. So, and it says home. And the O in the middle is actually like this wreath of some kind of greenery that was a live plant when I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, it is a live plant. And they just kind of like wrapped it up to make it look like an O. And they're like, all you have to do is just, you know, pat it with a wet wash rag every like, you know, couple of months or so, and that's it. Because it just, and it's still alive too. I forget that that one is a plant because I don't do anything with it. I just dust it and I forget to water it. Like, I don't wipe it with a wet washer.
Interesting. I wonder what kind of plant it is.
I have no idea. But it's really cool because it's like, it's still alive. Okay, right. So that's probably one of the longest plants I've ever had. Because I don't count my desk plant anymore because it doesn't live with me anymore.
Because it lives at my house.
I had, when I started working at my company in 2010, the supervisor that was there before, as like a employee gift, after you hit your 90 days, she would buy you a little plant for your desk. And so when I started working there, they were no longer doing that. But the girl, like someone that started before me, she had just gotten her plant, and she actually didn't stay, you know, past like 6 months or something like that. So her plant was just there. And so the girl that sat next to her just kind of like babysat her plant. And so whenever I moved into that girl's cubicle, she was like, here, have a plant. And so I adopted this palm looking.
I don't even know what kind of palm. We called it a ponytail palm, but I don't think that's what it is.
Yeah. So I got that plant in 2010, and he was growing strong. I didn't kill that plant. COVID happened, and we all just kind of like started working from home. Well, funny thing is, I was actually sick during the whole lockdown thing. So because I had a cold, and my boss was like, don't go to work because then everyone will think you have COVID. Just work from home. And I already had a laptop at the time. So I worked from home, and then everyone else got sent home. So I never got to go to my desk and collect my things for work. And so my plant literally sat at my desk for like 6 to 9 months before I ever went to the actual office. And I showed up at my desk and I was like, oh my God, my plant. Like, I totally forgot about it. And it was still holding on strong.
Uh-huh.
So, wow.
Yeah. And I don't know why, but I brought it to
it
mom
was,
and dad's.
I think
oh,
it was
I didn't
Christmas.
Have room in my apartment complex.
Oh, was that why? I thought it was.
Yeah.
I thought you came for Christmas and you just brought it with you.
I may have. I didn't
I think
have
you did.
Room in my apartment complex because we only had two windows. Well, three windows. One in Raina's bedroom. One in our bedroom that was not in a place where I could put a plant. And then the one in the living room, my work desk was right there. And yeah, like at my office, I had a big enough desk for that. But working in the apartment, I didn't. So I'm pretty sure that I was afraid if I took it home, it would die. Because all the plants that I had before died at home. So I was like, can you just watch my plant for me? And mom had it there in the kitchen window.
And that was one of the ones where I would just like water it when I
want to. He's thirsty and he's very visible when he wants a drink. Like all his little leaves kind of droop. So it's like if you look at your plant every day, you see it's thirsty. You know, you can tell certain plants will tell you when they're thirsty. And that one was definitely one that like trained me to like identify like when a plant is thirsty. And so he's actually grown probably like 2 feet since.
Oh yeah, he's like
he's
a big floor
now.
Plant now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine that he was ever once sitting on my desk. It's really hard to believe that.
Yeah.
He
got so big. I had him in the kitchen window. We call him him because his name is Frank.
Frankie. Yeah.
And and he sat in my kitchen window, right behind my dish drainer, and like I said, I would just like splash a little water over there, just like the cactus, you know. I had the cactus and Frankie right there in the window next to each other, And when I wash dishes or whatever, I just give them a little bit of water and give them a little bit of love. And they were fine and everything. But then I had to, he got so big too. I needed to move him to another pot. So I put him in a bigger pot. And so now he sits on the floor in my living room, and he's got a great window to sit by. But like I said, I don't spend a great deal of time in my living room anymore because I don't go sit and watch TV as much as I used to. And, I think that's my problem with my plants is they're not in the room where I see them constantly all day, every day.
Yeah.
And I don't have room here in my studio. I have some great places right there by the windows that would be really good for plants, but I have other things on those shelves and stuff. And so I don't have a good place to put them. And I like the way they look in my living room. I just don't go in there as often. I think that's my problem.
I wish I could have all my plants in my craft room or my office, because I feel like they really, like, I don't know.
Well, they
make
do,
the room they, like have a different vibe.
Oh, it
they
oh
really
it totally
do.
Does. I had some in my bedroom. I loved having plants in my bedroom, especially like hanging plants, and I have some little wall mounted pots and stuff, and I wanted the pothos to grow down the, you know, grow out of the pot on the wall and hang down, you know,
hang down the windows or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And the room is too dark. And even when I buy low light plants in there, it's just too dark for them. And I don't want to make that room brighter because it's it has west facing windows. So it gets really hot. And of course I don't want light shining in when I'm trying to sleep. So, it kind of makes it hard too. So I have this beautiful little meditation corner though. And I love the idea of having a lot of plants right there because it just makes it feel so peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I don't know what kind of plants I need to put there, what I can do to keep them alive, you know, that they get enough light without making the room too much brighter. Because even the low light things just don't seem to thrive in there. I don't know why. Of course, it doesn't help that my husband killed a lot of my plants. I went on vacation.
And he forgot to water them.
He forgot to water them. Yes. And that is the thing. If you are going to have houseplants, they're just like pets. You have to have a contingency plan. Because when we went on our trip to Marfa last summer, I left my husband explicit instructions. I even set up a calendar reminder, you know, on an invitation on the calendar to remind him to water my plant on specific days. This is how you water them. This is where all the plants are, everything. And he didn't water a single one of them. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know whenever I was staying at your house for Christmas, Travis stayed home most of the time so he could be close to work, and he didn't water my plants the whole time either.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and at the same time, I probably wouldn't have asked him to water them because I would be afraid he'd overwater them or, you know.
Right.
I guess some water's better than none. I'm not worried about him underwatering because that was already a problem, but I was afraid he would overwater them because I have a couple that I don't always water because I'm not exactly sure of the amount of water. So mm-hmm. when we were on our first canoe trip, when we pulled up to the end of our little river trip,
oh yeah,
we got out of our canoes and like I put my foot down in the pebbly you know, beach right there, and I looked down and I was like, that's an onion, and it was like this little tiny
wild
pearl onion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was in the river, and I was like, oh my gosh. I picked it up and I was like, I don't know why, but I was like, I'm gonna go home and plant this. And I still have that onion.
I have wild onions in my backyard. Yeah,
so that one grows in a pot, and it's really funny because the shoots, you know, it was just the bulb when I planted it, and then it shot out, and then the little shoots will wither away,
mm-hmm.
and then another shoot will come out. And right now there's like probably five different shoots, because I don't prune them. They just like fall off or whatever. And there was one that came out really long. It's probably about 2 or 3 feet long, and it like curled up like a curly Q.
Oh, wow.
It was really weird looking. And so that's my little onion that I, that one I just water it every so often. I have one of those. It's like a glass ball with like a straw on the end, and you poke it down in your pots. I forget what they're called, but they're like water globes or something.
Yeah.
And
Ashley had some of those for her plants.
I fill the water globe up because then I figure, you know, it'll drink what it needs. The dirt will have the water globe replenish. So I don't water the onion as much because I'm afraid it'll rot if I put too much water in there. So,
yeah, Ashley had those little watering globe things, but she had a problem with, like, when she put it in the dirt, it stopped up.
Well, that, and you can also stab the roots of your plants and
injure hers got stopped up with dirt, and then the water wasn't coming out of the, so her, even though she had that thing in there, it never watered the plant.
Because it couldn't pass through the dirt.
And we don't know what, you know, if she had it in at the wrong angle or, you know, we don't know. We played around with it, but never could get it to work. So, yeah.
I find that the little globe things, you have to fill those up every week too. So you might as well just water your plants.
Right. Well, I used to take some of my plants and I'd just set them in the sink and then, you know, saturate the dirt in it, you know, until the water runs out the bottom. And then I just let them sit there and
drain.
And that's one of my other problems is like drainage in the pots, because sometimes the hole in the bottom of the pot is huge and you put the dirt in there, well, the dirt just falls right back out.
So a lot of the plants that I potted this last spring, they had like big holes in the bottom.
Yeah.
That were, and some of them had like a rubber stopper, but then it kept it from breathing.
Right.
So what I did was I poked a hole in the rubber stopper so that it had kind of like a straw hole. And then I put a paper towel at the bottom, like a little square, not a whole piece of paper towel, but just like a 2x2, just to cover over it as a filter.
Does that paper towel not rot?
I haven't had the problem. If it is, I wouldn't know. All my plants are doing really good.
Okay.
So
I hadn't thought of that.
I only had like,
well, I used to put
plants
like,
that didn't survive.
I would put like some rocks down in there because that kind of helped keep the soil from falling through the hole too. But then sometimes you get a rock that's big enough to plug up the hole. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's an issue as well. So I don't know. I just, like I say, I have issues with my plants. I want to do better. I want to, I don't know, you know.
I want to get Amber a plant now.
No.
She says, no, you don't want a plant? You don't want the responsibility?
Oh, I was just thinking about like plants that I could have that weren't poisonous to cats and plants that I like that are not poisonous to cats.
Right.
And I do like a spider plant. I think they're really cool. And you
is
just,
that the one that sometimes they call them an airplane plant? They have
strings that hang down.
The little, yes, I love
and
those.
And you can actually like pretty much like not water them that much and they'll still survive.
Yeah,
that is one plant. And then like if the little pieces fall off, you can replant them and they make other spider plants.
Yeah.
So those are actually like good to have if you're good at killing plants. And then I don't know how it happened. I had gotten a corn plant when my dad died, and those are really hard to kill also.
My grandmother had a corn plant.
And somehow, well, it was mostly like my ex-husband who was taking care of it, and he killed it. But It was just, there was a like a long story about the house plants that we have. And I think that I haven't gotten any plants since because of my ex-husband. Like, they kind of remind me of my ex-husband. Oh, yeah. But I was also looking orchids. And I love orchids.
Orchids are hard.
I know, but like they're not poisonous to cats. Yeah. And a spider plant would be good. I just hang it from the ceiling, and it needs low light and low maintenance. Uh-huh.
So, like when we talked about adopting pets, we were talking about doing your research before you go and adopt some random pet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm also like very impulsive when it comes to plants.
Mm-hmm.
As I've already said, you know, I just come home with like a bunch of them. And when I get them, I don't get just one. I get like five. So when I went on that adventure to go get some potting soil and I came back with like $150 worth of plants and stuff. One of the plants that I brought home was a bird of paradise.
Oh.
Which is a very cool looking very plant.
Pretty. Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? I want to watch some YouTube videos about, you know, these plants that I have and make sure, you know, I'm taking good care of them. And did you know they're poisonous to dogs?
Oh, I did not know that.
And I was like, holy crap. Wow.
There's actually a lot of plants that
kill your dog. They just take one bite out of it.
Yeah. That would have to do a lot of research. Yeah. To have.
Yeah. So birds of paradise actually are like one of the type of plants, like if you get a pot big enough, it can be very large. And so I was like, oh, cool. Like, you know, I can get it in a pot and put it on the floor and like mm-hmm. let it grow. And then I went, oh no, maybe it's going to be staying in this small pot on the counter because the last thing I want to do is like put poison down for my dogs. Cause
right.
that they would, you know, they're tempted.
Yeah.
Anybody's dogs. You never know. So all it takes is for them to knock the pot over and go be nosy.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely research your house plants because there are common plants like birds of paradise are everywhere. I mean, I bought mine at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, research your plants before you buy them to make sure mm-hmm. that it's one that you can take care of and that's not poisonous.
Maybe even like a practice, like get some fake plants and and practice. I mean, I've even thought about doing that, like setting up like a fake plant and just like
you
see
know,
the vibe of
there
like
are
maybe.
Some really
look at it
yeah
there
exactly.
are some really nice looking fake plants out there these days, you know.
Well,
they used to all be like plastic and,
mm-hmm.
and
well the flowers
shiny and
that I bought for my wedding.
Oh, I
like
know.
Those
I look at them sometimes and I'm like, how is that still alive? Oh wait a minute, it's
yeah
not
yeah and
yeah
that was awesome. Like
they're
that
really
was
pretty.
One of my favorite things to do, like wedding shopping, was like looking at all of the greenery and everything
yeah.
like that. Like, ooh, what can I do? Because I'm not really like a live plant person.
You're like, where can I repurpose this in my house?
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I love plants. I want them everywhere, but
yeah.
I can't.
I think the one thing I need to do to help myself remember to water my plants, because a lot of times I go, oh, I need to water my plants, but not right now because...
Set a phone alarm.
No, it's not that. Like, oh. I know I need to water them. Like, I have a routine, but a lot of times I don't do it because the watering thing...
Right.
What's
the
it called?
Watering can.
I'm having a day with words not... come into my head. Yes. Yeah. Watering can.
Yes.
I'm like, the thing with the spigot doesn't have a spigot. No. A spout.
Yes.
Yes. It's in the garage because Travis
oh.
made a spot for me
yeah.
and put a shelf in the garage for all my planting stuff because
yeah.
it can get really messy, you know. So I was like, I would really like to have like a potting station.
Right.
Like, that would
right.
be really cool to have like a place where I could scoop the dirt and just have it there for when I need it. And I like to water my plants with like this blue stuff that helps them grow. It's probably like a Miracle-Gro thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you mix it in with the water. So have it all out in the garage where I can just go out there and get it. But the problem is it's out in the garage and it's really cold right now. So oftentimes I'm like, oh, I don't want to go out to the garage because it's cold.
Right, right.
And, you know, there were some days there where it's like, in the 14, 15 degrees, 20 degrees. Yeah. So I was like doing anything I can to avoid going to the garage.
Right.
And so I actually didn't water my plants during that time because I didn't want to go outside and get. And then I just broke down one day and I was like, let me just get a big cup out of the cupboard.
Yeah.
Just so I can water them, because accessing the stupid water pitcher was too much effort. Like,
yeah.
And I think like, okay, how could I make that easier? Where could I put that water pitcher so that.
Well, and I have one like hidden behind one of my bigger plants. Mm-hmm. I have a big peace lily and I have a little small watering pitcher behind there just for easy access, you know, but one of the things that I have a hard time with is I have the, like I was talking about, the little wall mounted watering things. Well, I got some of them up high enough that I can't even reach them
without getting out the stool,
without getting a step ladder or something. And even on the step stool, I can't see down into it to see how much water there is. So I kind of rigged, I took a straw. I had a leftover plastic
that's
straw.
That's why that straw is over there. I was like, yeah. Okay, that's weird.
I put it in the water when it's full, and then I pulled it out and saw where the water was, and I marked it with a Sharpie so I know mm-hmm. how full the water needs to be. And so then I go in, I cover one end of the straw and put it down in there and pull it back up, or I put it in and then
like
cover it and pull it up.
Check your oil in your
right,
car.
Right. And so I'm pulling up to see how much water is in the thing, and then I fill it until it hits that mark. So that was a little bit easier, but I hate having to get something to get up there where I can reach it, because I love the look of those hanging on the wall, but it makes it really hard, you know, to motivate myself to go water them.
Yeah, that's a lot of extra
effort. It is a lot of extra effort. You were talking about what you water them with, and you said you have this blue stuff, which you don't remember what it's called.
I think it's Miracle-Gro plant.
Oh, it is. Okay. My mother-in-law had told me that her housekeeper a long time ago had told her, or somebody had told her, to use ammonia in her water. And I think it's like a tablespoon to a gallon of water. I can't remember. And it makes a little fertilizer in the water. And I always forget, when I was watering, I would just take a jug of water, you know, like a gallon jug of water, and add that ammonia to it, and then I'd water out of that little jug, and my plants always seem to thrive that way. But I always forget to do that now. And Ashley and I found a recipe online for it, and it had something else in it, and I don't remember what the other thing that they added to the water was, but it seemed to work really well as well.
So the Miracle-Gro stuff is called all-purpose plant food, and you basically add like a little bit to your water, and it just is supposed to give your plants like more vibrant color and help them. You can use it for flowers and vegetables, trees and shrubs, and it just comes in like a bag that makes me think of like
fish,
stuff you would put in the bottom of like your fish tank. It
I know what
rocks.
You're talking about, those little rocks. Yeah,
yeah,
little
but
kind
it's,
of crystal
it's really
rocks
small
things.
And it dissolves little really pebbles quickly in the water.
I just pulled up my bottle of the recipe for this plant food. And so it's a gallon of water, 1.5 tablespoons of Epsom salt, but it has to be the unscented kind. Mm. So don't get like the lavender scent that you soak your feet in or whatever, just plain Epsom salt. 1.5, which is, I believe is if I'm not mistaken, Epsom salt is like a form of magnesium. And then 1.5 teaspoons of baking soda, and then 1/2 teaspoon of ammonia. So this one has a lot less ammonia, but it has Epsom salt and baking soda. And then you just let it sit. You mix it in the jug and swish it around till it combines. And you have to let it sit for about 30 minutes so the Epsom salt dissolves. But then you feed your plants with that once a month in place of watering. My other one with that had the more ammonia in it, that was what you watered with. It was just the ammonia and the water, and you watered with it. But this one is supposed to be used once a month.
Hmm.
So
to answer that, yes, Epsom salt is magnesium sulfate,
that's right.
Magnesium, sulfur, and oxygen.
Yes. So they're things that the plant likes. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. But I, like I said, when I watered with my mother-in-law's plants were always beautiful. And whenever I watered with that, they always stayed really nice. I need to go back to that. I need to find another day. Maybe I need to do Watering Wednesday or Foliage Friday or something.
Yeah. Something like that.
Anything with a moniker to help you remember.
Yes, yes. But I really need, I think I need to stack it with something else. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I did it with my Scentsy, so I'd redo all my Scentsy warmers for smell, and then yeah. I'd water my plants. But I just seem to not get to it on Mondays anymore because of, you know, it's such a busy work day, and that's always the day I've got to make all the phone calls and check, you know, I've got a lot of emails I have to reply to and things like that. So yeah.
I like to do it while I'm listening to my book on Audible.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I like doing something while I'm listening, but mm-hmm. doing something that it doesn't take too much of my attention away that I can't listen.
Right.
So, because then I'll have to keep rewinding. So, like, I like to do those little things around the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like of tidying yeah. up or something.
I don't do audiobooks. So, yeah. Yeah. I could do it while I watch my General Hospital reruns or something, though, or while I talk on the phone.
That one's a really good while you talk on the phone, yeah. because then you're like moving and yeah. you're also connecting.
Well,
and
if I had somebody, you know, that I called the same time, I used to have things like that, somebody yeah. that I called the same time every week and talked to them on the phone at the same time, that would work. But I don't always have that. So, do we have anything else to add about plants? Do you have any suggestions or questions or anything like that? I'd like to hear from our listeners. What are your favorite house plants? Which ones do you think are good ones, good, easy ones?
So Amber can have a house
plant. So Amber can have one, and so Cindy won't kill them.
Y'all are forcing plants on
particularly low light
Instead
ones.
Instead of like, why don't you have any kids? Like, why don't you have any plants?
right. You just keep getting more cats.
I'd like to know what are some good suggestions for low light. And when I say low light, I mean low light.
Dark
bedroom, you know, kind of thing. But I want plants in my meditation space. So, or, you know, set up a glow light. Maybe that's what I need to do, is just get some timer lights and set them up so they get some light sometime today. I don't know. But, yeah, y'all share your plant tips with us over on our MMC chat, which is our Facebook group, and it's a chat group. So we set that up so that you guys can go in there and chat amongst yourselves and chat with us too about all the topics that we talk about. And you're welcome to just start a topic or continue a topic from the podcast. We love hearing from you. We usually have some different little polls and things like that we like to share. So we'd love to hear from you there. And while you're at it, go give us some likes and subscribes. Subscribe to the podcast if you like what you hear. Go, you know, give us some love so that we have more likes and things like that. That helps us get our podcast out there where other people can hear us too. And then the more people that are in the conversation, the more things we learn from each other. And I think that's what this whole podcast is all about.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah.
So next week we are talking about, Kristen looks like she's falling asleep over there. Next week we are talking about
Wedding planning and funny stories from wedding planning.
Oh, well, I bet we have a bunch of those because we've had a couple of weddings in the last few years. So there ought to be some good ones there. Especially Amber's because hers wasn't that long ago.
No, so, only
like 4 months ago. Something,
yeah,
four or five
5 months ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Man.
Wow,
I know. Time flies.
1 year
yeah.
anniversary. I know this is our 4th year anniversary this year.
Oh, right.
Crazy, right? Four years.
I know. It does go by really fast. You don't even know how fast it goes by. All right. Well, we will. I would say we would see you next time.
We'll see you next time.
You can close your eyes and imagine the way we look. And
right.
Well,
you can go look at our Facebook page or our modernmusings.net website. And we do have pictures on there.
Oh,
and you can see what
we
really look
like. My picture.
Yes, you do. You also need to update your blog
profile
yeah. description. Yes. And I don't think Amber ever wrote one. So.
Hey.
Fonz, it's the Fonz. And if you don't know who that is, you're too young.
right.
All right. We will be back next week with a talk about wedding, funny stories from wedding planning.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you guys stopping by and listening next week.
Bye.
Bye.